Are you feeling stuck in your social work career, wondering if you're even on the right path? You're not alone, and that's why I created the Career Clarity Challenge. In just 5 days, you'll reflect on your values, discover your strengths, create a simple action plan, and learn how to use supervision as a real tool for growth. By the end of this challenge, you'll feel clearer about what matters, more confident in your strengths, and ready to take your next step. Sign up today. It's free, it's practical, and it could be the reset you've been waiting for. Just head to the show notes to join the Career Clarity Challenge now.
Hello, and welcome back to this week's collaboration between the Becoming an AMHSW podcast with me, Ashton Hayes, and the Inside Social Work podcast with
me, Mary Bakakis.
So this week we're going to be talking about the thing that we should never talk about, and that's money.
Oh, not politics and sex. Let's throw those in the mix.
I was grabbing out the thing that we were always told in polite society, never talk about money. And I guess one of the things that comes up quite a lot for social workers is feeling guilty about charging money for services. What has been your experience around that, Marie?
It is really interesting, and a lot of the resistance I see comes from other people not charging.
Okay.
Or bulk billing. So it's a very complicated one. I do think we need more funding for mental health care.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think we have a lot of room to improve our supposed universal healthcare system. And I need to make money to pay my bills and expenses. I didn't take a vow of poverty being a social worker. And I've been very motivated by money because I want to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live and travel and have a car and do all of those things. So I've always been very focused on making sure I'm getting paid what I'm worth. And I have been appalled by how poor our industry pays compared to some people with a similar qualification but in a different industry.
Mm-hmm.
My first salary was like $37,000 a year.
Yeah, that's bad. Like,
that was absolute crap. That was following 2 degrees and experience and dealing with some significantly confronting and challenging things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was terrible. And we're made to feel like we should just do it because we care,
mm-hmm.
or we get salary packaging or some, I mean, muffins somewhere. And I just think it's such crap to think we're already doing hard work. We're qualified professionals,
mm-hmm.
and we're working with some of the most difficult or complex environments or systems,
mm-hmm.
and then just do it because we care. I think it's absolute crap. So moving into private practice was definitely a different mindset shift, and it evolved. My prices went up. And a lot of that work had to come from coaching, understanding finances, overheads, expenses, because it's not simply like, oh, 38 hours a week at, you know, the rebate of $82. Mm-hmm. That's heaps of money that I've ever earned.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see 38 clients. You can't. Then you have sick days, annual leave, public holidays. Every day that you do a professional development, you're not getting paid for. You pay for your training. You pay for your supervision. You don't get paid to attend supervision. There's so many overheads. So I started to have to think of it from the cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like with food, there are some gourmet restaurants and chef's hat restaurants, and there's people that advocate for food security, and there's a space for all of that.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's still something I grapple with. But how about you? What do you hear with money?
I think that one of the things about being a social worker is this concept around it being a caring profession, which of course it absolutely is. But I think that the caring element of it is very much caught up within the gendered concept as caring being an integral part of being female, and that social work tends to be a female-dominated industry. And so there's almost this, sometimes there's this idea of a race to the bottom where being a martyr in terms of, you know, sitting in places of low pay and poverty somehow speaks to how good of a person you are, how good of a social worker you are, because you're not doing it for the money. And I've never met a social worker in my entire career who said, yeah, I decided to be a social worker because I thought I would make lots of money. But when I think about the idea of social workers, particularly those in private practice, being sometimes accused of being not true to social work ethics and values because of the fact that they charge a fee for service, I often wonder whether there are social workers out there who would tell their client, in order to be a really good person, you really shouldn't ask to be paid what you're worth. You should work for less. You should work for a lower salary. Don't ask for appropriate remuneration because that doesn't reflect well on you as a person. I cannot imagine any social worker saying that to their client when they're supporting them out of, you know, poverty, out of homelessness, out of domestic and family violence, that they're saying to them, in order to really achieve and get yourself out of this position that you're in, it's important that you're not paid appropriately.
There's so much in that. One part of me thinks they would not say that, and yet there would be this tall poppy bit where charge what you're worth. But then once that worth becomes unaffordable for me as a consumer,
mm-hmm.
I'm not okay with that. Right. And then I think the other part of working for a lower salary, I think some social workers can be judgy of other professionals getting their taxes done, maybe going to the dentist, working with a mortgage broker, because they are not used to charging their worth. Mm. It can be quite affronting to see someone else charge what they think is fair for their work.
Yeah.
And that can be anything from DIY things around the house to e-commerce, like other parts. So I think it limits what people spend their money on and how they view others. And maybe that links into money stories, which we'll talk about on another day. I think it can hold us back as well and create judgment for other professionals.
I think it absolutely can. And I remember, you know, there've been times a few years ago now when I would run training for new caseworkers. Now, they weren't all social workers. They came from different disciplines, but some were social workers and some were came from counselling disciplines and so on and so forth. And one of the questions I would always ask is, would you be prepared to do this work for free? And most of them would say yes, with the caveat of, but I would need some kind of income. So then the answer is no, you wouldn't be prepared to do the work for free because there isn't any other income source. This is your income source. And so I think that we should be advocating for each other as a profession for increased income that appropriately reflects the training, the fees that we pay, the insurances, the supervision, the business overheads if you're in business. But oftentimes I hear of social workers, I mean all the time I have social workers who come to me for external supervision or see the team for external supervision and say, I wish my employer would pay for this. You know, I'm paying for this out of my own pocket, but I am being given the hour to attend. And I think that if you were supporting, say, if you were employing doctors or you were employing some other profession who had to meet certain continuing professional development requirements that directly related to the work that they are doing and the outcomes for the people that they are serving, then it would be a no-brainer to pay for the supervision. Or I hear people say, I can't afford to get supervision. And certainly that was my experience when I first started out. I came across some very old pay slips the other day. Remember those paper pay slips? No, you're too young.
No, I got them. I remember I used to get paid in an envelope in cash and I
a little yellow packet.
Yeah, it was just literally written on the front. I think my first job was like $6 an hour in a fried chicken shop. So no, I remember pay slips.
Oh, good. Okay. I wasn't aging myself too much.
No, we're different. We've told people we're different generations, but I'm not that young.
And the payslip, I genuinely do not know how I was surviving on that lower salary.
I do. I had two jobs. I had to work on weekends while working full time to make ends meet.
Yeah. it's that two-job thing that a lot of people do need to do. They need something else, particularly at the moment in a cost of living crisis. But my question to people is, why would you not charge what you're worth? Where does that come from? And when you are suggesting that others should charge less than what they see themselves being worth, is that part of those money blocks and those money stories that come to us from all kinds of outside influences? And how do we reflect upon that? Because ultimately, in doing so, what we do is we begin to see the profession as one that should be paid appropriately. And then we all lift each other up.
I love that. So listen, stay tuned, because later this week we will talk about money stories and money blocks. And tomorrow we're going to talk about how we can actually save money when we're starting out. And we're going to share some of our best money purchases, money wins, and biggest blunders, things that we've spent money on that we probably shouldn't have. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks.
Are you feeling stuck in your social work career, wondering if you're even on the right path? You're not alone, and that's why I created the Career Clarity Challenge. In just 5 days, you'll reflect on your values, discover your strengths, create a simple action plan, and learn how to use supervision as a real tool for growth. By the end of this challenge, you'll feel clearer about what matters, more confident in your strengths, and ready to take your next step. Sign up today. It's free, it's practical, and it could be the reset you've been waiting for. Just head to the show notes to join the Career Clarity Challenge now.